Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Sadly, the number dead has now climbed to 12. Officially 12 killed, 10 missing in that West Virginia methane blast in that mine. Ooh, rough for those people in that area. And you just know the line of what's going to happen with methane. That one spark could have set it off. And who knows, they're investigating. But more importantly, they're still really in the rescue mode, hoping that they'll be able to get to some of those other miners and find some people alive. Toyota is facing it now. The music, that is, and a $16 million fine because they've been accused of hiding the company. The defect. Yeah. Ooh, imagine that, a company hiding their defect. Of course, the whole idea that they wouldn't cop to what was really happening with the Toyota cars. You know, the whole accelerator brake pad thing and people bringing them in and complaining for years about what was happening to their cars. And pretty scary stuff if you were cruising down the road and, you know, you didn't think in your head, geez, all I have to do is throw it into neutral. So we already know this. They've recalled, like, what, 6 million cars in the U.S., 8 million worldwide, and all kinds of braking things in the Prius hybrid and other stuff. But what's happening is there's documents that show that they knew the problem, especially with the sticky gas pedals, in late September. But they didn't do anything until January. And then the sticky pedals, you know, you're talking about over 2 million cars. So we'll dive into that, too. Kate Delaney hanging with you, as always, the captain of this little old ship called America tonight. Some interesting waters that we're going to certainly venture into during this hour of ATN, including Tiger Woods as he tees off for a practice round with Freddie Couples. The crowd occasionally yelling things to him, but not heckling him, saying, welcome back. It was a pretty easy go of it for him. Of course, he was surrounded by massive bodyguards, all kinds of people, former FBI agents and whatnot. So tighter than a drum on the grounds at Augusta. And all eyes are going to be there. It's a question of can he shake off the mistresses and the conversations to actually win this tournament? Wouldn't that be an amazing feat? And with all the softballs that are getting thrown up to him in the press conferences and, you know, that protective glove of the holy grail of golf, I think it's certainly a possibility. We're going to talk about the earthquake in San Diego, too. It was really just over the border of Mexicali, but 7.2, they could feel it on Easter Day, right over there in San Diego. And we'll let you hear what some of the people had to say about that. Right here from the get-go, though, at the top, we're going to go to our man, Al in Canada. He has the honors. He's the leadoff guy. Hey, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, it's pretty hard to feel sorry for the poor oppressed multi-billionaire Tiger Woods when you see that tragedy in West Virginia. Is there any way, why on earth don't those coal companies use robots to get their coal out of the underground mines rather than human beings?
Well, first of all, the people that are in those mines, Al, some of them make with the unions, they make a pretty good living, and they want to go into the mines. They want to be replaced by robots.
But they could operate the robots with joysticks up in the control room, up on ground level. There's got to be some way they could figure out how to use robots. But, you know, with regard to Tiger Woods, why does he keep apologizing to the general public? He didn't hurt you and me.
Yep.
He hurt why doesn't he start apologizing to those huge corporations that were giving him hundreds of millions of dollars to be their spokesman and be their face? I mean, he was the face of 5 or 6 or 8, 10 corporations or whatever, getting, he got 80% of his wealth from, endorsements and sponsorships deals, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so why the hell doesn't he apologize to those corporations? The corporations are the ones that he screwed. He didn't screw the general public.
Well, and he didn't screw the corporations. They made a lot of money off of his back. What happened was they were worried about his image, not knowing whether, you know, they might have been fine. The Gatorade might have been fine. Accenture might have been fine, but they just decided to step away from him. I don't think forget the corporations. I don't think it's apologize to the corporations or apologize to the public or any of that stuff. It's his wife, just his wife. I mean, how humiliating. That's it.
Yeah, but Kate, I just heard on the news and I say Olivia Newton-John found her husband, who's been her husband's been lost for 5 years, right? Well, why on earth can't any reporter find Tiger Woods? Have you ever heard? Have you ever seen an interview, or have you ever interviewed Tiger Woods' wife?
I talked to her once when they were at the Byron Nelson, but a long time ago, probably a decade ago. But Al, here's the thing. She's underground. She doesn't want to talk to anybody. She doesn't have to talk to anybody. She's not going to do an interview unless she decides she wants to. You're right. It'd be interesting to hear her perspective, but she doesn't want to give her perspective. I mean, it's got to be pretty tough, that's come out.
If you want to live a private, quiet, anonymous life, why on earth would you marry Tiger Woods?
Well, true. You're right. It's all hands on deck. He's an uber famous person, no matter what.
She's acting like the queen or the pope. She's not the queen. She's not the pope. If I were a reporter, I would try to get an interview with her. I would love to hear. And she's never standing behind him. Every one of those guys that cheated on their wives, Spitzer and all the rest, there's a whole whack of them. Their wives were always standing behind them. I've never seen Tiger Woods' wife since the scandal started. I would love to be the reporter to get that first interview. It'd be worth $1 million right there.
Oh, it would be worth $1 million. You're absolutely right on that account. Thanks, Al. I mean, Al has a point. What do you think, America? Do you care what Ellen Woods thinks of her husband? I believe she's not going to do any interviews because she doesn't want to do any interviews. She doesn't want the attention. I mean, remember, this wasn't just, my husband had this affair. My husband was with porn stars. They're saying crazy things, and here's the sexting that he wrote, and here's what he wanted to do to them. And, I mean, there were a lot of nasty details that came out of this. And the amount of women, while he was married, during this whole marriage thing, including when she was pregnant and having the kids. So I think she wants nothing to do with that. I think she, frankly, here's one thing I did hear off the cuff, is that she knew he had a reputation. She knew he had a reputation for hanging around lots of women and that kind of stuff when she did marry him, and this is what I heard from a pretty good source, somebody who knows her, that he was just crazy about her and everything was going to be fine and all that kind of stuff. But any man, if you hook up with any man or woman for that matter, I just had this conversation with somebody today. This is what you have to keep in mind. You're not going to change, especially men, you're not going to change them. So if the guy had the way of catting around and was with lots of different women, hooked up with lots of different women, the chances are there's a good chance that's what he's going to be like. It's like Jesse James and Sandra Bullock. I mean, do we care? Here we are on America Tonight. But Jesse James had that reputation. He was married to a porn star. He fooled around with a lot of women. So was Sandra Bullock necessarily going to change this guy? You know, that they say about stripes, they don't change. And I think it's kind of the same thing. Well, it is the same thing with Tiger Woods. But Al does make a good point. Maybe it'd be interesting to hear from her. I just don't think she's going to do it. And if somebody did get an interview with her, it probably would be worth a lot of money. Remember the guy from Nightline who did the interview with Michael Jackson, and nobody had gotten Martin Bashir. No one had gotten any interviews with him forever and ever, and that put him on the map.
Change is coming to medical care in the United States. The Getting Better Healthcare Show on WebTalkRadio.net helps you understand the current system, the people who work in it, and the changes that are coming. Learn how to navigate this system. Find out what makes doctors tick and how they make critical decisions. Discover what our healthcare system could be, should be, and might be. Listen to Getting Better Healthcare on webtalkradio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
So coming up in a few minutes here in America tonight, we're going to tell you about that earthquake that stunned a lot of people in San Diego. It was just over the border in Mexicali. A state of emergency in Calexico, California. That's what they call it. 7.2. Whoo! And that's going to shake up some buildings for certain. Let's go across the border again to Canada, to Montreal. This time it's Sam. Hey, Slammin' Sammy, what's happening?
Well, let's see. This past Saturday night, her and I and her daughters and her parents went to the hockey game.
Oh, so the four of you went. That would be fun. Was
the
it
six,
fun?
Actually, the six of us.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It was me, Julie, her two daughters, and her parents.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, but you know what? We didn't tell a certain lady.
Mm-hmm.
Because she would say, why didn't you take Steve? First of all, Steve had already been to a game. He saw when the Canadians lost to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then, you know, she'd just keep on asking us, you know, repetitive questions over and over again. And believe me, like Julie said, she meant this as a joke, I'd rather become a lesbian than be friends with her.
Well, okay. That's saying something when a woman says that. So.
Yeah. Okay, I think Miller and some of the other players who played in the Olympics are tired. That's why, you know, that's why I think the Canadians won, or just because the Canadians played a better hockey game.
Yeah, it could be they played a better hockey game.
Yeah, you know, that could be it. Right now, you're going to love this. Okay, you've heard of the position we have here in Canada called the Governor General.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's like the Queen's representative. Well, the person who's in it now, Michal Jean, her term is up in September. And they're mentioning, you know, certain people who, you know, could replace her. One of them, somebody bringing sports in. This is what it says on a Facebook page, Wayne Gretzky.
What's in it for Wayne? Why would Wayne Gretzky do that? Wayne Gretzky is busy with his hockey club with Phoenix.
Right. Well, I don't know if you've heard, but he sold his share to the Wayne.
Oh, I thought he still was involved, though.
Yeah, but he still, and he may, and there's a rumor flowing around that him, Brett Hull, and Mike Modano, who still plays with the Dallas Stars. There was a rumor, at least I heard this morning on the local all-sport radio station, are interested in buying the team, the Dallas Stars.
Yeah, because you know why? The Dallas Stars, Tom Hicks is the owner, and he's having all kinds of financial trouble. So it is kind of on the table, and Brett is heavily involved with the Dallas Stars now.
Right.
So that kind of makes sense, and if the three of them ponied up, I mean, you'd have three superstars behind it. That'd be interesting if that happened.
You know it. So, yeah, I mean, what would be in it for Wayne? I mean, he wouldn't be making as much money as a hockey player. He'd have to, you know, act prim and proper, you know, because he's the Queen's representative. I don't think he would do it.
No, I don't think so either.
But I remember when Jean Chrétien was prime minister, he offered it to Jean Béliveau. Jean Béliveau is a very class man, but when he played hockey, even after his hockey playing days, he still is. He was offered it. He turned it down. He said, hey, I just want to be a simple retired grandfather who, you know, still makes the occasional guest appearance and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, like official functions and all that, so that's why I don't think it'd be perfect.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with somebody, and here's the problem. Somebody very, very famous, like Wayne Gretzky Canadians love Wayne Gretzky. He's the best thing that the United States ever got a taste of on the ice back in his heyday, let's face it.
Yeah.
And so the problem is that. The problem is with the kind of money he can make in business and the money that he's already making. And that's the whole thing.
Right.
And so there, to have to go do a whole bunch of appearances and be an official, yeah, that's not as appealing once they get right down to it.
No, I mean, well, the past two governors general, you know, were like they had their experience being like being in the news, you know, being like newspaper people or radio and television people, so they knew what to do. Where Gretzky, he was just being interviewed. He was never taught. So then they also mentioned like former politicians. I figured give it to a former politician. They know how to BS and make it look good.
Oh no, that's the art of the spin is perfected by politicians, no matter where they're from. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's get off the subject. I didn't see the game tonight. Was Duke that good, or was Butler that good?
Well, you know what? Duke's defense was really good, but Butler was really good. I mean, they lost by a couple of points, and they even had a chance throwing one up. I mean, I think you gotta give it to Duke, but really, Butler is such a tiny school, not even 5,000 in that school.
Yeah, kudos to Butler.
Yeah. Kudos to Butler, yeah.
So that means it makes it look good. That makes it look good for mid-size,
tiny.
Makes it good for mid-sized conferences. So you don't automatically assume just because you play, just because a Big East school or an ACC or a Pac-10 or a Big Ten school is automatically going to be in the, automatically doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win it. Now, there's one thing I disagree with the NCAA, expanding it to 96 teams because it's
I mentioned that briefly earlier, and 96 is so many, but you know what? It's about the money. We always say on the show with everything, whether we're talking about terrorists or we're talking about politicians or we're talking about sports, they want the money. They want the money. They want more sites, and then they could get more teams in. And I know that there's so many people that get hooked. It's like heroin. They don't even follow college hoop during the year, and then it gets to the tournament time, and they're crazed. It's that alumni pride and everything.
Sure.
So I think they're going to try to do, but I agree with you. The Uber expansion, I don't like as much, no.
Because it kills a tournament like. You know which tournament I'm talking about? The NIT, because...
Oh, but who cares about the NIT?
Well, because...
NIT's weak.
I know, but friends of mine in New York City went to the final, and they said they had a great time.
Well, they might have had a great time, but they don't want to be in the NIT. They want to be in the NCAAs.
Yeah, but I mean, for some schools that haven't been in maybe in a postseason tournament for a few years, it's a stepping stone. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question. Expand to almost 100 teams, is that ridiculous? Or is it more exciting? And it's definitely about the money for the NCAA. They can say whatever they want.
I think in some cases it will be more ridiculous because you're going to get a team that, okay, just because they won the Joe Blow Conference Championship, they get in, they're going to get destroyed by, let's say.
Oh, sure. By a big team?
Yeah, like a Duke or a Syracuse or a Kansas or Kansas State. And whoever bet on Butler just to make it to the final.
Yeah, they had a good return.
Yeah, and I don't know what the point spread was, but, you know, whoever bet on Butler get the cover made a few bucks. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, Julie says hello. Her parents say hello and say that you've been a great influence on me, and hopefully you still will be.
Ah, awesome. You tell them I said the same thing back to them, okay?
Okay, and her daughter says, Buona Pacqua. That means Happy Easter in Italian.
But how do you say that again?
Buona Pacqua. Uh-huh.
Buona Pacqua.
Yeah, I mean, would you say the same thing in Spanish?
I don't even know what Happy Easter is in Spanish.
And you're
Feliz something, but I don't know what Easter is.
Okay, cool. And she had a couple of DVDs of her matches, so I watched. She is an excellent volleyball player. And one time they were playing against the team, and one of the players said something to her in French. She speaks fluent French. She goes, "What did you call my mother?" And the referee said, "Excusa?" And then she said, you know, she called my mother or whatever. The player said, "Yeah, so what? What are you going to do about it?" In volleyball, especially six-man, they have, like in soccer, they gave that player a yellow card. And that player said, "Why me?" So the referee said, "You insulted her mother." He goes, "So what? Insulted her mother. So what? You're a whatever. Red card. She was gone." So
I love these little stories. We have a little drop that we play for that. Those stories are pretty funny.
Yeah, but
in this case,
in a way, it was pretty serious, especially when she insulted. I mean, if someone insulted your mother, you'd probably slap them upside their head.
Well, yeah, it's called playing the dozens, and you're playing with fire when you do that. You know that's the old joke for sure.
Yeah.
Sammy, thanks. Tell everyone we said hi back there across the border. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the earthquake that I mentioned. This is big news. Sadly, and I'll keep updating you throughout the show, on our minds is definitely what's happened in West Virginia. 12 now confirmed dead in that coal mine blast. It's that methane gas, so dangerous, and I'm sure that's what it's leading to, and that's what it was. But there are those pockets or chambers, they call them, where the miners can crawl up into them, and they've got food and water, and that's what they're hoping to find them. But the question is, can they get to them, and will they find some alive? But right now, 12 dead at this point. Coming back on the flip side, like I mentioned, we're going to talk about that dozens of aftershocks. 7.2. Ooh, brings back some scary memories for me. Hang through.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Here's boy standing on a corner, somebody needs a helping hand. I'm just a ghetto child in the so-called free land. Somebody somewhere. Somebody, please won't you give a dime.
All right, we're going to lighten the load. Coming up a little bit later, talking about opening day in baseball, which is a big deal for a lot of people. Politics aside, they go out and watch and try to see if some of their favorites hit the long ball. It's just the start of a very long season, if you will. And also what happened in college hoops. Nobody actually nailed the score. Boy, I wish somebody had. But don't worry, we've got some cool contests coming your way soon. They might not even be sports related. I don't know. I'm not sure if we have another nail to score up our sleeves or not. But we'll tell you about that in the next couple of weeks. First, let's go to Ann before we talk about that aftershocks, that rocket and rolling of that earthquake in San Diego. Ann in Missouri. Hey, Ann.
Ooh, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm about ready to fall asleep.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you hung on the line and you're going to talk to us.
Calling in.
Yeah, what's on your mind, sister?
Oh, before I go, the movies. Went to see Titans.
Well, Clash of the Titans in 3D, right?
No, it wasn't.
It was just regular.
It was regular, and I was so happy.
Yeah, I'm not a big 3D person. We talked about this before. So would you recommend it? Thumbs up or thumbs down or what?
Oh, thumbs up.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was absolutely great. And, you know, the thing I loved about it most, there's no cussing in it.
Really?
Movies don't have to have cussing in them to be great.
And yeah, that's true. Like obligatory. You're right.
Oh, you know, I go to the show all the time, and these movies could be so great if they didn't have all of that crap in it.
Yeah. No, you're right. A lot of times there's a special art to it. Sometimes it's like a comedian who, instead of everything is the F-bomb, this, whatever, they're clever. And they know how to use satire, and they know how to use innuendo. And there are lots of comedians that do that and do it well. But hey, that's why they get the R rating, and it gets loaded down. You're right.
What's happening with the earthquakes?
Well, there was a big earthquake over the weekend on Easter just across the border in Mexico, 7.2, right on that southwest Mexico-U.S. border. And, you know, you're talking about, I mean, a major earthquake that killed two people, blacked out cities, had to evacuate hospitals and nursing homes. You hate that. And where it was so close to San Diego, they could feel it in San Diego as well. In fact, before you put your head on that pillow, Ann, and thanks for the call, we're going to let you listen along with everybody else. Here is what San Diego earthquake Caltech seismologist Lucy Jones said about the actual quake and what it was like.
We would expect to be having damage. I have heard some reports already of Mexicali. That's not at all a surprise. How far north it's going to extend, we're going to have to see. We don't yet know how far the rupture came up. So one of the things right now is to really be trying to survey that and see it. It is well to the east of San Diego, there's always the possibility, if you've had some poor construction, that you're going to have damage even that far away. The epicenter was down into Mexico, but we're having a lot of aftershocks north of there. So we know that there was as the fault moved, you essentially had a crack moving up the fault, and it definitely moved to the north. Now, it might have also moved to the south. This is what we call bilateral rupture. We are seeing aftershocks to the south as well now. So that's we're going to have to see. But once you have rupture moving towards you, that tends to focus the energy in that direction. You just got to remember, though, we live in earthquake country. This shouldn't be surprising anyone. The most surprising thing is how quiet the last 15 years has been.
Oh, scary words. What's surprising is how quiet the last 15 years have been. For anybody who's ever lived in California and you're not from California and you have no idea about earthquakes or aftershocks or any of that kind of stuff, it is so frightening when you go through one. I don't care what magnitude. The one that I was just mentioning and the one that she was talking about, that 7.2, they were surprised that there wasn't more damage, actually, and that the human toll was pretty low. And probably the reason why is most of the energy, they say, from the quake moved northwest of Mexicali toward a less populated area, even though you could feel that quake in San Diego. Now, it damaged 80% of a historic downtown area in Calexico, and you had three tanks, which is big there when you're talking about water, that hold the city's water supply that were damaged. But overall, I'd have to say it's amazing that there wasn't more that happened. And what's really crazy is they had 100 aftershocks on Monday morning, 100. That's what the California Institute of Technology is saying in Pasadena. That is a crazy amount, some of them small. And what happened is mostly in Mexicali, you had people that might have been hit by things that fell because there was this blackout and you had to evacuate patients because they're worried about the electricity and the water. Now, Matt Johnson's sister, a girl that is a native Minnesotan, and she moves to San Diego for all the high life that San Diego offers, the yachts, the excitement, the beaches, the whole thing. And she's indoctrinated within just a couple of months to what it's like to feel like you're going through an earthquake. Matt, what did your sister say for her? Because she has that now can say she's been through an earthquake.
Well, as soon as I heard about it, I gave her a quick phone call to her. And she was actually in a grocery store when it happened with one of her friends who is a native San Diegoan. I think that's the way you say that.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
So she was very thankful to have her friend there because she was really freaked out. She'd never been through anything like that before. She kept trying to describe it to me. And she said, "It's so weird, Matthew. The floor was just rolling and rolling and rolling." Yeah. And she couldn't. She's like, "I don't know how to describe it, but it was rolling the whole time." And she was pretty freaked out. She was very, she said she was feeling almost nauseous afterwards as well. And it was one of those things where she was with her friend kind of knew what to do, grabbed her aside, and they leaned up against the wall because they were in the grocery store, and things kept falling in the aisles, and the ceiling tiles were falling down. And she said it was just one of those scenes where she felt like she was in a movie, but it was one of those real-life situations.
Oh, yeah. And that's what it feels like. It's kind of like slow motion. But what I think what's scary, and for everybody listening, we hear about these earthquakes. How many are thinking in their head, clicking along, "Ooh, man, is this the big one?" When you live in California, people talk about that. "Oh, you know, what, the big one. We haven't had the big one again. You know, we don't think this is going to be a big one." So now this is really called the Baja quake since they found it, since it found that it affected San Diego like Matt's sister. And scientists are saying that this main earthquake happened on a fault that hasn't produced a major quake in over a century. So it's called the Laguna Salida Fault, which had a similar size quake in 1892, if you go all the way back then. But there have been some other quakes that they felt, maybe, you know, in the 5 magnitude, something like that. But the question becomes, with this recent spike of earthquakes all over the place, you know, sadly, we've talked about them. Does this mean, with all this shaking up going on, clearly, is this a sign of perhaps things to come? I mean, are we going to see something worse? What's going on here? All of a sudden, all these earthquakes. And for some people, particularly those in Mexicali, I think they got that sensation, that rolling sensation goes even a step further. It's like your house is moving. When you're talking, you know, 7.2, that earthquake hitting even buildings on the west side of Los Angeles and in the San Fernando Valley, actually interrupting some people in the middle of what they were doing to celebrate Easter. They could, you know, Chula Vista is another place where they felt that rolling sensation, which is really pretty much almost San Diego, and the shattered windows. They had broken pipes. This is now across the border. Shattered windows, broken pipes, water main breaks in the private building. So they could feel it. And they felt it in Tijuana. The buildings were swaying. The power was knocked out, like I was talking about. And people were running into the streets. And it does make you think about that question of, ooh, California, what about the big one? Is there perhaps a chance of that, you know, happening, that there's always that possibility?
Well, I got a question for you now, since you're a earthquake semi-expert, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to do when you're driving and an earthquake hits while you're in your car?
What I was told when I lived there is, first of all, you just have water and all that stuff in your, you know, in your trunk, but you should pull over, that you shouldn't just keep driving. You should just pull over and get out of the car if you're in an open area. But it depends on where you are. But that's smart advice, I think, because the earth opens up. So hopefully you're not going in the direction like those poor people were in San Francisco when cars were just swallowed alive. Ooh, odds and ends coming up.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
That Hart was there at Augusta playing not too far away from where Tiger Woods was teeing off for his practice round and sang that song in honor of Tiger Barracuda. He will be a real Barracuda in a different sense if he wins the Masters. That would be incredible. Sadly, let me give you an update here at the top of Odds and Ends. 12 dead, more still missing, but they're in the recovery stage, the rescue stage of trying to find more people, and that's the hope here you know, tragedy is part of the deal with mining, and I hate to hear about it. As somebody who's gone down to the mines, I think I described this in a previous hour, both in Pittston, Pennsylvania, and in Colorado, in a place called Ouray. And in Ouray, it was interesting. It was an old working mine, and man, you feel claustrophobic. I do not know how these guys work the way they do. So it was suggested by a frequent caller to the show, Al, why do they just use machines? Well, they don't want machines, first of all. They do use a lot of machines, but the men who work the mines, this is a thing that usually has gone through many, many families. It's part of the rich history in West Virginia and other areas, especially West Virginia. They've got a big coal mining industry there. Kentucky, same thing. These guys want to be in the mines. They know the danger of the mines and the things that happen with their lungs and the conditions and all that sort of stuff. But some of the conditions have gotten better, yet there's still things that happen in mining that have not changed, and the methane gas is one of the big problems. So maybe of the people that are missing, they'll be able to find some of them still alive. The feds have decided to rain down on the Toyota parade of crises, and they are looking for $16.4 million in a fine against the auto company. The reason why, and that's their max they could give them, is for failing to say, hey, to notify that they had a sticky pedal defect in their cars for at least 4 months. They knew about it. It was proven in the documentation, and they didn't do anything about it. So they're supposed to notify, under our federal regulations, they're supposed to notify within 5 days the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration about a safety defect if they've got one, and they didn't do that. The sticky gas pedal, they knew about it in September of 2009, so the proof is there, and they're going to have to pay that. They're going to have to pay that $16.4 million. It's going to be the most that an automaker, it is the most that an automaker can be fined for any kind of a single violation. I think they'll pay it and move on. They want to move on from this whole controversy and divorce themselves of it as fast as they can, because they don't want to lose all those customers and, more importantly, that reputation that they've had over the years. Speaking of reputation, quickly, as part of Odds and Ends, David versus Goliath, one of the best title games I've seen in a very long time, maybe in a decade or more. Duke knocks off Butler. I have to say, I was one of those people. I can't help it. I jumped on the bandwagon of the underdog. They lost 61-59. It's the fourth national title for the Blue Devils. But for this little school, how exciting for them that they really almost did it. They almost beat the big guy. And Duke is such a big basketball school, as you all know. If you know even anything, a little bit about college hoop, you know that. And good for Butler that they were challenging, but Duke had it in the bag. I mean, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I picked Kentucky to go all the way. They didn't do it. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I really was hoping to see Butler pull it off.
I was, too.
Man, it was kind of a crusher, but they played a good game, and they ain't got nothing to walk away from being ashamed. So they did it. They give it. I mean, you know, Duke's, everybody knows the Blue Devils for basketball.
Yep.
So
that's true.
And I want to tell you, you were talking about mining in Benham, Kentucky, which is east southeastern Kentucky. They have a coal mining museum. I've loaded out of mines. I've never been in a shaft or anything like that. But of course, I got a lot of friends at coal mine. And coal miners, you know, a lot of people think are low bottom dollar people. They make pretty good money for what they do.
They do, yeah.
It's pretty lucrative. I mean, now, around our area, they get more into strip mining than they are underground mining. But I went in the coal miner museum a couple years ago. We rode down there on motorcycle, me and some buddies, thought we'd just check it out. And they've got a little area in there where you can kind of simulate. And I'm telling you, there ain't no way. His boy getting underneath ground and crawling around, which, you know, I got a buddy of mine, he's an electrical engineer at a coal mine, and he's a lot of times, you know, a lot of them are walking around straight up now. But there's no, they still have to have somebody down there to operate the equipment, regardless.
Yes.
And there's no way around that, and it's guys who do it, man, they love it. I mean, they're proud of it. You go all around and you see all these vehicles with a minor sticker on the back of the window. It looks like a minor with his, you know, helmet on with his light. It says, I have friends in low places, and that's kind of their logo around here. So it's you know, it's a bad thing, and I can just imagine what the families are going through. And it's
rough, yeah.
It can't be good. Like I said, you know, anytime you go underground like that, the methane gas, they say, is real bad anyway. And, you know, that's what caused the Sago mine.
Yeah.
Over in West Virginia a couple of years ago. So, hopefully they knew how to, you know,
get into that chamber.
Themselves in an emergency, yeah. You know. So, that's all I wanted to say, Kate. I appreciate it. And, man, that kills me about Butler. God, that makes me upset.
I know. Oh, I'm right there with you. Thanks, Stu. Absolutely. And he makes some good points, just exactly what I was saying. It's the pride of the mines goes very, very deep. And absolutely, that they make a good living. A lot of the miners make a good living, and they know they live with the danger and the certainly with the methane gas. That's the whole idea. It's always the safety. What was the mine meeting the safety requirements and that whole thing when they do the investigation? This was also a day for sports when it comes to not just the national title game, but many of you might be baseball fans. I certainly am. My beloved Philadelphia Phillies start off with a win, but as our technical maestro, Matt Johnson, was gigging me, they played a minor league team. He says the Phillies beat the Washington Nationals 11-1 on Monday. It was an interesting game, because the president threw out the first pitch, and he was kind of heckled and applauded at the same time. Of course, have we ever had any president that went to the mound, threw a pitch, and everybody just went crazy? So just a few scattered boos when he took to the mound to mark the 100th anniversary of a presidential first pitch. Yeah. And he kind of double-clutched before he uncorked a kind of crazy delivery that had the third baseman, Ryan Zimmerman, standing by, stretching his arm just to make the catch. So it was kind of high and outside for the Prez. I could make a joke there, but I'm going to leave it alone. So the Phillies win their opener. Matt, you're a Twins fan. Opening day is a big deal to a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, especially they got things started last night. They had the opening day big spectacular on ESPN with New York and Boston.
Woo-hoo.
Which... I don't know.
Both of those teams.
I know, and I don't know why they do that, because people are going to watch those games anyways. Why don't you give someone else a chance to open up the season? But, I mean, you think, you know, the Phillies, they've been in the World Series 2 years in a row now, and maybe they could get a shot, but who knows?
Yeah, I agree. But for the Twins, for people listening to us in the Midwest, a lot of boasting going on in Minnesota, because they have an incredible new facility, right?
Definitely, and I was there last Saturday for the exhibition game against the Cardinals, and it's a fantastic stadium. We're going to open it up on Friday, I believe, or Monday. I don't remember, but I'm going to be there, I think.
Ooh, sounds fun. I know I'm going to go see a bunch of baseball games this year. Probably some of you are, too. Even some of those minor league games can be a whole lot of fun. This goes out to my Phillies and to anybody else for whatever else it is that you do. It doesn't have to be something athletic. Whatever is worth doing at all is worth doing well. Who said that? Philip Dormer Stanhope. He was the fourth Earl of Chesterfield, and he said it back in 1774.
It's smoke and mirrors. It's bogus. And it's all too familiar.